The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For the fourth consecutive month, work on the country's housing projects has declined. According to AIB's latest Construction Purchasing Managers Index, it fell again for the fourth month in a row. And it appears that housing targets will be missed for every year of government, and that's according to officials from the Department of Housing. I'm joined by Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning at the CIF, the Construction Industry Federation, to talk about this. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you explain what's going on? Because there are a couple of contradictory things. It seems that companies are actually employing more people and yet activity's down.
Yeah, it's really concerning. This morning's report from AIB in relation to activity in across the construction sector, particularly in relation to housing. What we're hearing from our members, every single member at the moment is reporting difficulties in relation to connection to utilities, whether it's the water infrastructure, whether it's the ESB infrastructure, and or the running out of land, to put simply. The very first stage in relation to the supply of housing is the supply of land. And what we've seen in Ireland over the last number of years is that our zoning policies in relation to the availability of residential land are based on population statistics from 2016 and projections from then. Thankfully, two critical documents were published over the summer in relation to future policy direction. Mm-hmm. And the most important one of those from a housing perspective was the revised NPF and its implementation targets for housing. And it is simply vital now that over the next 6 months, this is not a year-long process or a two-year-long process. It has to happen over the next 6 months that local authorities zone more land for housing purposes and that the utility companies, with the extra funding announced in the National Development Plan, will provide the essential infrastructure so those lands can be activated.
Now, when you say things like this, there will be critics listening at home who will say, what about all the unbuilt permissions that are already there?
Many of those unbuilt permissions, the last statistics I saw in relation to unbuilt permissions was for 50,000 apartments in the Dublin region. Apartments are the most expensive form of, most expensive type of residential product to build. They're very difficult to fund. And at the moment, the only people funding them are various different state bodies. That's simply unsustainable going forward, and we need to look at measures to reduce the cost of constructing apartments, particularly those for the private sector.
Now, explain how you might be able to do this, because I know the rules and regulations have changed. We're going to have more single aspect. We're going to have fewer lifts for, you know, per dozen apartments or whatever. So they are making it cheaper in theory to do it. But does that mean that all the existing permissions, you'd have to go again to get a new permission to be able to embrace these new rules?
There is a process whereby you can apply under the Planning and Development Amendment Act that was implemented there on the 1st of August, where you can change the internal design features of an existing apartment block with planning permission. You'll have to apply to the local authority. The local authority should issue a determination with 8 weeks. So we hope that would facilitate a more viable apartment product to be delivered urgently. But the critical issue does remain the cost of delivery. And it was noteworthy in this morning's AIB report that once again they referenced rising input costs. Some of those rising input costs could have been, the introduction or the reintroduction of development charges and the water connection fees, for instance. All of those are significant cost additions to the cost of constructing housing. But in order to reach the scale of housing required, we cannot just rely on apartment construction, which probably has a certain type of market, young people moving into a city centre location or people stepping down or choosing to reduce the size of their home. But we need ultimately, just to give you one figure there, Pat, the Eurostat there estimated in August of this year, which is the European Statistical Agency, that Ireland's population increased by 90,000 people in 1 year. That's a population nearly equal to the size of Limerick City and suburbs. And you have to ask yourself, are we building to that scale at the moment? Are we providing and funding the infrastructure necessary for that scale of development to house people? And the answer to that is no. So unless the funding is no, well, the funding has been allocated, we understand, but unless the utility company starts spending that on the provision of infrastructure urgently with further reforms necessary. But really, we're down to a situation where we need to zone more land fundamentally to cater for that level of population growth.
How do you think that our housing our housing direction has gone so badly wrong. If you think back to the Celtic Tiger days, we were building more houses than we needed, and now we can't build enough. We're talking about 300,000 houses by 2030, which will not be achieved.
I think, Pat, it's recognised now there was a fundamental error after we came out of the recession. And it's easy to say this now with hindsight, but we simply weren't building enough in the years 2013 onwards. When the economy, you know, the government at the time concentrated on the key pillars of, you know, our banking system, financial system, and getting the country going again, getting jobs growth going again, and after that disaster. And what we were left with was a situation where we simply weren't building enough homes. So even way back in 2017 and 2018, we were advocating and making the case that we weren't constructing enough houses. And finally, thankfully, we do have policy measures now in place that recognise that. We have the targets published in July, which are saying to local authorities, you're going to have to increase your housing targets within your functional area. We've seen the allocations now for the provision of enabling infrastructure for that, but we have to implement those plans and policies now. The problem and the feature of future housing supply will be purely determined on the implementation of those targets now.
Okay, the targets there, 41,000 homes this year, rising incrementally to 60,000 homes in 2030. This is how we reach the 300,000 mark by 2030. But, you know, they've warned that, in fact, output will fall below the current levels of 32,000. So these targets are pie in the sky.
You have to have targets, Pat. You have to set
out. You have to have realistic targets. I mean, there's no point in saying we'd build 60,000 houses when there's no prospect of doing that.
But you see, if we don't set those targets, and if we don't put in place the investment plans behind those targets, and if we don't zone enough lands to try and reach those targets, which are based on our population growth projections, then we'll never reach there. So we need these targets so that the infrastructure can follow on, so that the lands can be zoned, and the utility companies and the local authorities and everyone else that has a key role in housing supply over the next number of years know what they should be reaching.
Now, again, back to the very first question I asked about the statistics from this AIB report suggesting that companies are hiring more people, even as construction is falling. Can we explain?
Yeah, what we're being told at the moment and what we can see out there at the moment is that, for instance, there was €700 million allocated, an extra funding allocation for cost rental schemes. So that got some of those schemes up and running. We do know that the output from some of the waiver and rebate schemes that were in place in 2024 are now yielding some activity. But everyone is concerned at the moment. That's fine for 2026. But the real concern in the industry at the moment is in relation to the pipeline from 2027 onwards. In certain areas, it's the pipeline now. But in the vast majority of areas, what members are really concerned about is fine. We're recruiting some extra workers now at the moment to deliver on schemes that were there in the past. But the real concern is the output from 2027 onwards.
And you can't see any way in which that is going to be addressed. I mean, more and more land, infrastructural projects, whether it's water or electricity or whatever it might be, they can't be done overnight. You can't just decide that you're going to build, for example, a sewage treatment plant and have it open next June. It's not going to happen. It's going to be more likely June 2031, 2032.
But that is why we're stressing that what we're in at the moment is an emergency or crisis situation. That's why we were stressing that over the next 6 months, the tools are now available to the local authorities to increase the quantum of land zoned in areas of high demand that could be easily serviceable. Maybe there's a water point and it could be identified that lands that are not zoned at the moment, but could easily be serviceable. Maybe there's a water pipe at the end of the road, for instance, that could be utilised, and we could, what they call, sweat the existing infrastructure. That's why it's critical over the next number of months that more lands are identified that could be easily serviceable.
You have to be aware of sweating the infrastructure. We've heard from all around the country where they build more houses, they don't improve the water supply, so people suffer a shortage of water.
And that's why at the moment there's an assessment going on of exempted developments. We made a submission on that in August, whereby you could expand within the curtilage of an existing site. You could expand, for instance, a wastewater treatment facility to cater for that increased level of demand without the need to apply for planning permission. That's one example of how we could quickly speed up the process of delivering infrastructure. It is also very, very, very disappointing to hear about the Dublin drainage scheme, which will cater for the effluent of 500,000 people being delayed as a result of judicial review. Reforms, we're told, are coming in that area as well, and that you have to illustrate.
They've been announced by Jim McCallum that it's going to happen. But I mean, your message seems to be, Conor, get the finger out. That seems to be your message to government.
Absolutely. Well, maybe a better way of putting it is that we need decision-making process and timelines to be urgently reduced. And we need to, especially for local authorities and utility companies at the moment, the funding allocations we're told that were there. The instruments are now available to local authorities to zone more land, and let's get on with it.
Very good. Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning at the CIF, the Construction Industry Federation. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.